Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. And today's question was submitted via our website, askcoachperry.com. Nicole got in touch and she said, "Hi, Coach, I'll be running my first Comrades come 31 May. I've got two main concerns for race day, though. The first one is, how do I avoid cramping? And the second, how slow is slow? Qualifying marathon was a 4:46, and she says she can comfortably run at 7:30 minutes a K, but she's still afraid of not starting slow enough or starting too slow that she ends up not making it through the cutoff point." I think it's a valid concern, particularly that second question. Lindsay, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, so look, based on your marathon time, you should be okay to finish Comrade somewhere between 11:30 and say 11:40 odd. You do need to start slow. You need to start slow on the goal, on the up run, for two reasons. One is that it is all uphill, so you're running slow anyway. And two, you want to really keep your, energy for the second half of the race, where it is way, way, way easier to run, especially from 50 kilometers. So my advice to you would be, if you run quite comfortably, at 7.5 minutes a K, is to run closer to 7:30 a K. So probably somewhere in the region of 7:20 per K would kind of be your running speed. And then with a couple of walk breaks, take that average down to about 7.5, 7:40-ish a K even. And then the time that you want to start, giving yourself a little bit of a buffer and getting a crack on, is from 50 Ks to about 65 kilometers, by which point obviously your legs will start to feel quite sore and you'll start doing a lot more walking and start losing a bit more time. But if you're going to gamble on putting time in the bank or running too hard, that really needs to happen from 50 Ks and not from the beginning.
Awesome stuff. Nicole, thank you very much for your question. Lindsay, thank you for your time today. And we look forward to catching up again on the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to askcoachperry.com or email myquestion@askcoachperry.com.